phenomenal over a very long period of time now.
And it's amazing that your family's been with you.
The doubts have gone.
Yeah, your family's been with you in previous lives as well. When you were an Indian chief, they were in the tribe and you were married to your wife then.
Same with you. All the people around you, you see, because of the law of karma...
My producer.
Well, possibly, yeah. Because of this law of karma, we don't just build up karma with ourselves, we build up karma with those we have treated in certain ways in previous lives.
So it's not just a coincidence.
No, therefore, yeah, we come back with those same souls, if you like, to go through opposite experiences. In fact, I know someone near me was a bit of a male chauvinist pig and came back in the next life as a henpecked wife to experience it. This is the way it does. So souls tend to incarnate together quite a lot.
They only know that they've been sent there to experience it after they've finished experiencing it when they're dead. That was an experience.
When they leave the physical body, they're aware of everything, and that's when we see the wider picture. But these changes are taking place not as a punishment, say, but to cleanse the earth. And the point you brought up earlier is a very, very important one. So important. We seem to be able to accept that we are alive, that plants are alive and animals are alive and grass is alive, and perhaps even that soil's alive, millions of organisms, billions of organisms. But we seem more difficult to take that very little leap further and say the whole planet is alive. The planet is a spirit. It has emotions. It's a female energy, so it's a mother planet, a she planet. And she has a mind, and she is a wondrous evolved being. When we attack her physical body with oil rigs and oil drilling and quarrying and coring out all the rest of it, she feels that in pain. I know it's difficult to appreciate. She feels it.
If you think about it in those terms, it's very painful.
And when you add all those things together, imagine what we're like when someone is bashing us with painful blows, taking bits of us away.
Sticking oil drills into us.
Hurling hate at us.
Oh,
our emotions go to pot.
Yeah.
And when we are in emotional turmoil, what happens? We lose the ability to think straight. And it is the emotional turmoil that the earth is going through because of all this attacks on different levels that is the cause of the extreme weather conditions.